Denver was a good look for preparing you for what Kansas City does? Did they do similar things?
I mean, in some ways they do similar things, in some ways they're different. I mean, they're a little bit, obviously they got two good edge rushers and they play a lot of man-to-man. They're very stout up front in the middle. Linebackers are fast. But they have a few different fronts, more fronts probably than Denver did.
Like, what do you see when you look at their running game and screen game without Jamal?
Well, they've got a terrific screen game. It's not always with him. Sometimes it's with Thomas. Sometimes it's with Celek. So they average about 6 screens a game. They do a great job there. The running game, I assume, you know, who knows? But I think they'll be similar to the things that they've done with, the bellies and the, the counters and stutters and things like that that they run. They may go in and start running some presses and things like, like we've seen in the past. So their backs, they're good backs. You know, I don't want to take anything away from Jamal Charles because he's amazing. But Davis has had some really good games. West hasn't had a lot, but I know that they like him a lot. He's averaging 4 yards a carry. So I assume they're going to do a lot of things that they do. Because they're averaging 340 yards a game or something. And so
when a team loses a guy who was basically their identity offensively, obviously it's good to not play him with him in the game, but what about the uncertainty of the possibility that they might change things up?
But yeah, there's always the uncertainty. I mean, they've got a lot of tight ends. They could line up in all tight ends like San Francisco did, and try that. But you're right, Mark. Part of it is the uncertainty of, when they got all their guys, you kind of know what they're going to do, and then you have to figure out and adjust during the course of the ball game. Usually,
your thoughts on that? And Alex Smith, when you look at him, he's, consistency is not always there, but
he's very talented. He he can make all the throws. I remember playing against him last year in the preseason. We played. He makes some really good throws, and I think the tight end and Macklin both are very good security blankets for him. They do a good job of getting the ball out quick. They've got a lot of five outs, and they're not, I wouldn't necessarily say they're a protection based team. They're going to try to get the ball out, get 5 receivers out, and that's why, I mean, there's a possibility they may go 5 wide receiver or 4 receivers and a tight end this week, because of the things that they're trying to do with, or put Thomas in the backfield and use him as their screen guy, and the things you're talking about.
You've mentioned Kelce a few times. How do you think your linebackers have done covering tight ends that might be somewhat similar to what he does?
Well, he's really good. I always have a hard time with saying how to, because we don't play man-to-man all that time. Usually we're playing some kind of zone within man within zone, so it's not always this guy has him or that guy has him. So I don't know. Going back thinking, it's hard for me to answer, to be honest with you. I mean, I think we have pretty good cover linebackers, but I don't, for me to say that we've covered tight ends specifically very good, I would be guessing.
Kansas City's going to get a big, strong defensive line, maybe not against that. Denver, they're pretty good up there. What do you see on tape when you see them?
Yeah, those guys are solid, up front. Similar to Denver a lot, not as forceful on the outside, but they get the job done. They present something and, they execute it well. So we're going to have to do a great job up front, being able to establish line of scrimmage, and make sure that we communicate and, we're account for those guys. They're way better than their record you know, shows, and we know that. So we're going to make sure that we're crossing the T's and dotting our I's, and we're ready to come in for, you know, for a battle on Sunday.
Your thoughts just on Jamal Charles's injury, and I'm sure you kind of miss maybe having that duel with him or what have you on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I was looking forward to that, you know, getting out there and, you know, seeing him run the ball as well. It was very unfortunate. You know, he's a hard worker, you know, I knew him personally. Just wish him well. You know, I had the chance to talk to EB, Ed Reneme, a little bit. And, you know, of course, those guys taking it hard. But just wish him well. And, you know, hopefully I'm able to link up with him during the offseason, God's willing, and you know, work together and help him push back.
Hey, what are your thoughts on Jamal as a player? I mean, it's like a 5.5 career average carry. I mean, when you look at him, what do you see?
I see a guy that's gifted in so many different areas. You know, he's fast. I remember him from back home in Texas. You know, he has always had the blazing speed, quick feet, explosive, and just great instincts. You know, he's a great all-around player. He catches the ball well, blocks well. I take my hat off to him. You know, when I watch him, it's not many backs that I watch, and I'm like, wow, okay, that was nice. But when I watch him, it's different cuts and, you know, different moves he put on guys that makes me be like, okay, hey, I'm make sure I still talk my game.
You say you're going to reach out to him. What do you say to a guy who's now had to go through this? He's going to have to go through this twice.
Just, you know, keep your head up, man. Keep the faith. You know, what are you going to do about it? That's the most important thing. You know, you can't dwell in, oh, this has happened again. You know, you have to come up with a game plan on what you're going to do to change the situation that you're in.
You mentioned the enemy. Can you still hear him yelling at you in the back of your head?
Yeah, sometimes. I've been watching the game. I don't know if it was the Denver game they played against Kansas City. Jamal fumbled twice. I was like, oh, Lord. I can just imagine what EB is saying to him on the sideline. And I was actually going to call EB and say something to him, but I was like, he might cuss me out. You know, so. But I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I think that following Sunday, I like fumbled the ball like three times. I lost one, you know, so. I thought about him then, too. I was like, I can just imagine what EB would be saying right now.
What do you see out of the Chiefs' defense?
They're a physical team. That's the team that's trying to get back to his 2014 form. And right now, those guys are aggressive on defense, on the defensive side of the ball. Starts up front, those pass rushers, and they're good at stopping the run and reestablishing the line of scrimmage. Then in the back end, those guys are aggressive. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us, and you know, we're going to come put together a game plan that's going to allow us to go out there and play at our best.
What do you see as the differences between how they bring their pass rushers and maybe what Denver did?
You know, I know last week's guys, those guys were active, and you know, this week, you know, these guys do some things different than what Denver does, but they're primarily the same scheme. We know that, you know, it's going to give us some challenges, but we're going to put together a game plan that's going to allow us to just go out there and play at our best.
How is Houston look, Justin Houston? I mean, he had a sack of three games, but is he still bringing a lot of pressure, or how's he look?
Definitely. He's a guy who knows how to get around the quarterback. He's one of the best pass rushers in this game. And we know that we have to be aware of where he is on the field. We're going to have to try to do some things to slow him down.